Okay, I'd like to try to be masber. The site of the Mishnah that Mishalshalin b'mamin day Mishalshalin b'malkis. The site of the Mishnah is that when Edom Zaymimin and Chayiv someone money, so they divide the money between them. So let's say two Edom and Chayiv someone $200. Akasha Zaman Lassai, they split it $100 apiece. By Malkis, it would follow. If, let's say, three people, it fits Mishalshalim because 39 is divisible by 3. So if three people are Mechayev, someone Malkis, it should come out each one gets 13 Malkis. Mishnah says no. Mishnah says Mishalshalim b'mamin, they divide the mamin, they don't divide the Malkis. What's the difference? So the Gemara says a couple of words. It says mamin mitzdarif, and Malkis is not mitzdarif. It needs some kind of hesber. Sounds like it's mamin, there's a recipient. Is a recipient, so the person receives the total amount. Malkus, nobody's getting anything, just a punishment, so therefore, we divide the Malkus. But that reason needs some Hesber, and I'd like to share with you a couple of ideas of Hesber. On this topic, we have from Zayda, his son, and his grandson. We have from the Beis Halevi, and Rav Chaim, and the Brisker Rav. Each of them says something on the topic. First, I'll share with you the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi is at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, and next to the last piece in Parshas B'Shalach. Beis Halevi says, why by Malkus don't we give 13, 13, 13? So he has a very nice cop. He says when you hit somebody and you give them lashes one after the other, the 14th is much worse than the 13th. And the 15th is much worse than the 14th. When you're hitting somebody, each additional makah is worse than the other one. So if they try to give someone 39 malkus, and you give them 13 apiece, it's not the same. Three people, each one getting 13 malkus, are not the same as one person getting 39 malkus. So the Beis Halevi says, therefore, you can't divide the malkus because it just doesn't work out. Somebody has to get him 39th Malkus. So therefore, we give them each the 39 Malkus. It says in Beis Halevi.
One person paying $200 versus three people splitting it. It's also
right. So there are a number of problems with the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi writes in Parshas B'Shalach, he says, when Goyim are punished, it says, Klai Yisrael had to go to Golis. Why are Goyim punished? Because they did more to Klai Yisrael than they had to. So Beis Halevi says they should only get a punishment for what they did more, not for the original. So he uses this lumdis to explain it there. But the kasha is a good kasha. Number shverikite in the Beis Halevi. Question is by money also. If you take away somebody, it depends. If someone's a multimillionaire, so it doesn't really matter if you take away $1,000 or $2,000. But most people, the more money you take away, it's increasingly difficult to pay the money. It's one difficulty. Another problem is that, look, Bezin's job is to estimate, to shots up. So if you're going to tell me 39 Malkus is a certain amount of pain, you have to divide it in three. So it's Bezin's job. I don't know how to do it, but Bezin have to figure it out. Maybe give three people 25 each. Maybe that's a third of the tsar of 39. But why give each one 39? Because you can't do it any other way. Why are you giving double? The question, why are you giving double? That needs some sort of a hesber. Because even with the lumdis of the Beis Halevi, so give him each 38. You know, maybe the 39th, the 38 is equal to the 39th. But why 39 each? So the Beis Halevi's teretz is not so satisfying. All 39 are. The what? It's sort of the Brisker Rav is quoted as having said a terrorist, something similar to what David is saying. The Brisker Rav, yeah. But that Hesber, what Rashi says, is not adequate because Mamanashav. When the Torah says kasha zamam, it means you do one kasha zamam to all of them, or it means you do one kashrus on to each one. It's hard to teach the Torah two ways because there's a recipient. Right, to many it's not satisfying. The Brisker Rav, I think, is trying to explain. Brisker Rav has a very lamdish achilik, and it's based on the Rav Chaim, which I'll share with you in a minute, but the Brisker Rav is a little easier. Brisker Rav says, think about it. How many malchus do we give someone? Let's say you have a person who's weak. So it says later in the Masechta that they take a doctor and they estimate how many malchus he could get. And they do it in a way that's divisible by three. So let's say there was Mazim, they tried to say this guy's Chayim Malkus, he's only capable of receiving 21 Malkus. Kasha Zaman. And the Edim, they can get 39. Do we give him 39 or we give him 21? So the Brisker Rav says the following. He says, Malkus is not 39 punishments. Malkus is not, you get 39 klept. There's one thing that has a Shem Malkus. There's an Einish called Malkus. Just like Misa. You can't give two people half a Misa. There's no such thing as half a Misa. So by Kashas we give each one Misa. No such thing as a half a Misa. The Brisker Rav says the same thing by Malkus. There's no such thing as half a Malkus. A Malkus is one Einish of Dine Malkus. Whatever the Din Malkus is, that's the Shem Malkus. Just like the Shem Misa. So, if you don't give somebody 39 Malkus, it's not Malkus. That's Petch. Give someone Petch or give him Klep. But it's not Malkus. The name Malkus is precisely in Bezdin, V'niklachich alachech, le'inecha, to be done exactly. It's one punishment of the 39 Malkus. Each one gets the full. Because there's no such thing as a half. By money, it's shag to say a half. The Brisker Rav's vart is that half of 39, it's not Malkus. The Shem Malkus is Dine Malkus. That's why. Let's say a person can only take 21 Malkus. You do Kasha Zaman. You give the Edom 39. What do you mean? They wanted to do 21. Why are they getting 39? Terence says, no, they wanted to give a Din Malkus to Pliny, the Halacha called Malkus, and they get that Halacha called Malkus. This is the Brisker Rav's idea. What? By Misa, did you have a Kasha? Why do we give them both Misa? Same Kasha. So the Vart he's coming to say is that it's not Shayach to split Misa. We give Misa to each. The Kasha was, why don't you split Malkus? So he's explaining that it's not Shayach to split Malkus because Malkus has one Shem Malkus. And here for Malkus, it's not a Malkus, it's Petch, it's not Malkus. That's his var. Now, why by Misa you give two at Mom and one? No, we can clear. But the idea of Mishal Shalin, that this you divide and this you don't divide, Mom and Mitztarif. Mom and combines, that's the Mom and. Malkus ain't a Mitztarif. Here for Malkus, that's not Malkus.
Oh.
What?
Mom
and that's a Knas. Well, Ezem is a Knas, does he still do Kasha Zama? They tried to Mechayiv someone a Knas, so we could clarify.
Why
what? By Mamin? Because Mamin is a number of dollars. It's not, there's no Shem Mamin. This number of dollars is an Einish, and that is not. You can be Mechayiv someone $10 and $20 and $30. Malkus is no such thing. You can't be Mechayiv someone half a Malkus and two thirds of a Malkus. Malkus is one thing called Malkus. Mamid, each one is Shayach. A Shayach at $10 Einish, a $20 Einish. That's why he says, the Reb Chaim, listen to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim is in the Grach al Rambam. It's all the way at the end of the Sefer, in Hilchis Eidus Perichaf. And listen to Reb Chaim. There's a din, as you all know, of Kasha Zama and V'loi Kasha Asa. Kasha Zama and V'loi Kasha Asa is Gzer Sarkasav. It's Pashtus Neged Svara. It says, if Edim Zaymimim try to give someone, let's say, Misa, and there's a Gemar Din, but the Misa is never carried out, so then they get Misa. For like Kasha Asa, if the Edim Zaymimim was successful in giving the person Misa, they don't get Misa. That's Kasha Zaman, for like Kasha Asa. They only get what they try to do. If they successfully did it, They don't get it themselves. Now, that's Gzeres HaKasev. Hard to say a Svara. Rabban Chumash says a Shtekel Svara for it. But it's very hard to say a Svara. It's Gzeres HaKasev. Kashazov like Kashas. The Rambam says, listen to this, that even though we have in Malkus, in Sefer Malkus a few times, the idea of Kashazov like Kashasa, that's only by Misa and by Mamun. By Malkus, even if the Edim was successful in getting the person they lied about to get Malkus, and you mazim them, you still give them Malkus. Even Kashasa, they still get Malkus. So everybody asked, the Ravid asked, what are you talking about? Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. Kashazama, but like Kashasa. If they gave him Malkus, then they shouldn't get Malkus. Speak up, sorry. You say Gesvara Kashasava La Kashasa. Right, so Tuvia, have homework for you. You have to stay up tonight to find the Mukha. Makarfas, that's what. If the Svara is true, then you're saying good. You have to find the Mukha for me. Rav Chaim says is the following. This part, the Briskarov, comes to this Rav Chaim. But Rav Chaim is really splitting hairs. So you have to listen. Rav Chaim says, what's Malkus? There's a certain Maisa Bezdin called Malkus. Dying is dying. People die. Paying is paying. People lose money. Malkus is not pech. Malkus is a certain formality in Bezdin. It's called Malkus. You need v'nikla achicha leinecha. You need a certain idea of Malkus as a maisa Bezdin. Someone's chayim Malkus, and people beat him up. It's not Malkus. He's still chayim Malkus. It has to be in Bezdin as a maisa Bezdin. Says Reb Chaim, Kashazama v'loy kashasa, lay them lie. And you give someone misa, that's misa. It's asa. Mechai someone money, that's money. That's asa. Malkus, if they fool Bezdin, and Bezdin gives Malkus, that's not Malkus. That's pech. Malkus is where Bezdin paskin correctly to give him Malkus. If Bezdin is fooled to give someone Malkus, that doesn't have a Shem Malkus. It's just hitting him. They beat him up. Now it's Nizgala, once you mazim them. That the hitting was not a Maisa Bezdin. It wasn't a Maisa Mitzvah. It wasn't anything. It was just Pech. Zav Trev Chayim, Kashazama V'loi Kashasa. And only when you did Malkus, since this is not called you did Malkus, so therefore, it's not Shaya Kashasa. It's not possible you did it by Malkus. So Reb Chaim is talking, why don't you say it by Misa? He says, because Misa doesn't have to be a Maisa Bezdin. Misa is not a Maisa Bezdin. The halacha is by Misa, that for certain types of Misa at least, if a person's running away, anybody has rishus to kill him. There's no formula that it has to be a Maisa Bezdin. So what? Knas is a little bit of a problem. Knas is, I don't know how it's going to work with Knas, I'm not sure. Reb Chaim doesn't address it. And yes, you have to speak up. I'm not hearing clearly. I'm sorry. By Kasha Asa, oh, they have to pay back. It's interesting, Alocha. If Edom caused someone to pay money, they have to pay back. Al-Tzmazik. Chavdal and Avos Nezikin. One of them is Edom Zaymimin, above a comma. The Mishnah is Arba Avos Nezikin. The Gemara says Chavdal. Edom Zaymimin. I want to tell you a halacha. This I have a chip on my shoulder about. But if you witness a car accident, and let's say from you it is in a car accident, and you're afraid to say witness, you know that you... This person wasn't guilty. The other person passed the red light. Not you. Not him. But you're afraid. You drive away. The halacha is, it's the first halacha in Hilchos Eidos, that if that person loses money, you have to pay him. Someone who knows Eidos, and doesn't say it and causes a hefsid, it's called a garmi ben nezikin, and he has to pay the person whatever it cost him, whatever his rates went up, whatever, you have to pay him. Koshken edim zaymimin who akasha asa al mazik, they still would have to pay. They were mazikim. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Gemara is talking about kasha asa, like kasha asa, about this din. By kasha asa? Is that true that the Ram says it? All right? The Rishonim say the way it's brought here, the Rambam holds Misa and Mamin, you say Kashama like Kashasa. And Malchus is different. That's the way it's brought here in the Rukai. So at any rate, this is the Yisai. So again, to recap, the Amish Shalshalin, the Beis Halevi says this chap, that every additional klop is a worse klop. And therefore, it's not shayach to split it. So you have little technical problems with that. Right? The Briska Rav is saying that to have a Shem Malchus, it has to have the rules of Malchus. It has to have that. It's one einish of 39 Malchus. It's not 39 Pech. It's not shayach to split it. Like Misa, you can't split. And the Briska Rav comes to the Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim brings the same Raya. Rav Chaim brings the Raya from a weak person who can only get 21 Malchus. And Yamazim Eidim, they get 39. So he says, it must be, they only tried to give him 21, why are they getting 39? Must be this idea, that there's a Shem Malchus, and whatever the rules of Malchus, if a person's weak, it's 21, if he's strong, it's 39. It's one Din Malchus, one Shem Malchus, that's the Briska Rav's Vart. Rav Chaim uses it, stretches it, for Kasha Zambal, like Kasha Asa, to explain the Shita Sarambam, that it does not apply to Dine Malchus. So Kaparim, this is the rule of Mishal Shalin. Yeah. That's right. If they try to give 39 in that week, they'll only get 21. The other way around also. Yishkayach, everybody. A good Shabbos.